Bert Breer, the MMQB, joins us here at Splitsville Patriot Place. This obviously a major story in the NFL this weekend. Another statement has just been put out by the league. When you start getting your inbox full of statements, you know things are not going well in the NFL. That's typically how it goes.
It's not the first one this weekend.
Yeah, no, it's not. The NFL statement that was just released moments ago says the NFL's investigation began immediately following the incident in February. Consistent with standard investigatory practices, the NFL continues to pursue a complete understanding of the facts. The NFL's ongoing investigation will include further attempts to speak to the complainants involved in the incident. It will include a review of the new information that was made public on Friday, which was not available to the NFL previously, as well as further conversations with all parties involved in the incident. This going back to February, a tape was released by TMZ. It was obtained by them and put out on Friday. It shows shoving, pushing, striking, kicking, all with Kareem Hunt and a woman that he says he did not know prior to that night in which he came across her. So the league is now saying, we couldn't get the video.
Yep.
We couldn't speak to the people involved. What did you want us to do?
Guys, I don't think they should be in. A lot of owners will tell you that they shouldn't be involved in these investigations. They're not a police department. They're not a federal bureau. And I agree with that. Like, this is the problem with getting involved in these things is you don't have subpoena power. You can't compel people to talk to you. You can't compel people to give you evidence. This is why and I don't want to say it was overreaction to what happened in 2014, but the, like, ass covering, I guess is what you call it.
Yes.
Like, just to make yourself look good, now you put yourself in another spot where people are like, oh, there they go, the Keystone Cops again. You know, it's just, it's, look, like, obviously this wasn't handled properly, and I'd like to think they could have gotten a hold of the video somehow, but at the same time, they're a football league, not a police department. So, like, it's their own fault for putting themselves in the position where, you know, me or you two are calling them out for not running a proper investigation.
What they can do, though, is they can compel the people that work for them to talk to them.
Yeah.
They could have compelled Kareem Hunt to talk to him, and Kareem Hunt told Lisa Salters, that audio that you heard was from ESPN this morning. Lisa Salters conducted this interview with Kareem Hunt, and he says the NFL did not talk to him.
Right.
And that, to me, is inexcusable. I don't think it's the worst. I don't think it's the worst part of what's happened in the league this week, because, you know, in times when we talk about sports, we do the either or. Which one would you pick? Which one's worse? Which one's better when you're talking about teams or players or whatever it might be? This week, you can sit here and say, gee, what was the worst thing in the NFL? Was it that Reuben Foster got a job right away and was picked up by the Washington Redskins? Or that the NFL didn't really care to look into Kareem Hunt beating up a girl, you know, over God knows what?
Yeah, well, here's what's crazy.
That's what you're picking from.
Here's what's crazy, right? Like, in 2014, we had three incidents, right? But for the last 10 days, we've got Adrian Peterson admitting that he still hits his kid with a belt.
Yep.
We've got Reuben Foster, like, for the third or fourth time getting involved in a domestic incident.
Yeah, two times in 9 months.
At a team hotel. At the team hotel the night before a game, cut, then claimed by another team, and now you have this. It's like, how is this that different from 2014? And it's almost like on us that we're not reacting the same way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you know why? Because we're used to it.
Because we're used to it.
Because it's not
it's normalized now. It's normalized
This league has had a problem with this for a very long time, and the more people have, you know, not stood for it, the more it is sort of recognized.
Yeah, I think one of the issues here is there's just an inherent conflict of interest in the teams doing these investigations. They want to, you know, the Chiefs wanted to believe what Kareem Hunt told them because it's more convenient for them, and they can keep him employed and they can keep him on the field. And so here's my thing: look, Kareem Hunt deserves to be punished. He deserves a suspension, and he needs to take accountability for what he did. But I think this is going to continue to be an issue in the NFL until these teams are held accountable. You know, the San Francisco 49ers with the Reuben Foster situation should have been held accountable. I think the Chiefs should be held accountable now. I think even the Redskins should be held accountable for picking up Foster. Until you start holding the teams and owners
What are you holding the Chiefs accountable for?
But here's the thing, guys.
They say, we did more than the league. We spoke to our players.
For conducting a crappy investigation where they had already decided the outcome before they even did the investigation. The outcome was not guilty, gonna play, no discipline, no suspension. That's what they wanted. That's what they got. Right.
See, I give the Chiefs credit. I know that people don't want to give the Chiefs credit for cutting the guy. I do, because there's plenty of teams that would not do what the Chiefs did.
I don't give them credit for cutting him.
I do.
I don't.
Because you know what? It actually separates them from some of the teams in their league. They're actually on the better end of it, which I'm not saying is great, and it is a perfect outcome.
Mark, they drafted Tyreek Hill, and they have him on their roster.
And that's part of it. And I was going to say,
what kind of credit are you giving them? Come on,
that's part of why they had to do this, is because they already are carrying Tyreek Hill on their roster. So if they held
and
on,
he was the one. I saw the domestic violence incidents confused. He's the one that choked the pregnant girlfriend.
Yes,
is that what he did? Oh, yep. Okay. It's hard in the NFL. There's just so many of these dirtbags in this league that it's hard to keep track of.
All these guys we're talking about, right? Like, what's the one constant? Talent. Talent affords chances.
Yeah. Ray Rice didn't make it back because he was done.
Exactly.
If Kareem Hunt is like the third string running back, and the Chiefs hear about a domestic incident in February, you know what? They're not working to get the video either because he's gone. Like, he is gone right away.
Yeah.
But because he's a good, because he's a great player, he gets second chances. Same thing with Tyreek Hill. Same thing with Reuben Foster.
Joe Mixon.
Same thing with Adrian Peterson. The reason Ray Rice didn't get a second chance
because he was done.
Because he was done. He averaged 3 yards a carry. Yeah. In a lot of these cases, the teams know what they're getting into. There's a reason why Kareem Hunt went to Toledo and not a Big Ten school coming out of Northeast Ohio. There's a reason why Reuben Foster fell to the bottom of the first round of the draft. And teams know when they're taking on these risks. Hey, Beadle, if what you're talking about, you want to hold teams accountable, like, start taking draft picks away. Do something where it's like, all right, like, there's a very real risk if I take this player on that I'm going to have to pay a price for it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can bring it right here to this building too. I mean, Aaron Hernandez, like, they didn't know he was going to kill people, but they knew he had problems, right?
They knew he had assaulted people.
And why'd they take him in here?
College.
Why'd they take him in?
Because he's super talented.
He's talented. And that's and I don't know how you change that paradigm.
I don't either.
But that's the paradigm. It's like,
I agree.
It's talent affords guys second chances. If you're super talented, you'll get third chance, fourth chance, fifth chance. Reuben Foster is wildly talented, which is why the Redskins picked him up.
I just think there has to be some way to hold the organizations accountable, because that's the only way you're going to get serious investigations from the organizations. And I agree with what Bert's saying. The organizations and the NFL shouldn't be in the police business, but you know what? The reality is they are now. And so to get more thorough and serious investigations, the teams have to know there's something on the line. And oh, by the way, as you guys both know, you know, these teams employ security apparatus. And it's not just like, you know, no disrespect to anybody in law enforcement. I don't mean it, but it's not like just Joe Blow beat officer. These are people that have worked for the FBI, the state police. These are high level security people that they employ to get this done.
And I think that there's an element, what you're talking about, is like, how much do you really want to know?
Exactly.
Like, when it blew over, how much did you really want to know? Like, I'm not saying in February, but say, you know, it gets to June and July, and no one's really talking about it. How much did you really want to know? And, I mean, look, the NFL left it to the Chiefs to talk to Kareem Hunt. They didn't talk to Kareem Hunt, right? The Chiefs left it to the NFL to go and pursue the video.
Yep.
And so the Chiefs stood down so the NFL could pursue the video. How bad did the NFL want
the video?
And you
know that didn't happen.
I mean, that's the thing. Like you're not pulling every lever. It's not like...
Yeah.
I mean,
there's no incentive to. That's the problem.
Here's the deal. The NFL has been beaten to the video on both Ray Rice and now Kareem Hunt by TMZ.
Yeah.
You're telling me that the NFL doesn't have the power that TMZ has?
Do you think they should start paying for video?
Yes, they should. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they should.
Because that's...
You're a $12 billion a year industry, or even more than that now. You can afford the whatever it is that TMZ is paying,
or
you can afford it.
Or strike a deal with TMZ so that TMZ pays for the video and you're paying them somehow. Like, so you're not doing it directly.
Give them an exclusive?
Like, no, just say, you know, it's like, just whatever. Strike and say, hey, have the investigative part of the league office say, you know, we will pay you XYZ for whatever videos you procure.
The problem with that, Chris, is that if they start buying them, they'll start buying them and burying them.
I mean,
that's the fear. I don't trust the NFL to actually get to the bottom of anything for all the reasons Bert keeps saying. They don't want to get to the bottom of anything.
And a lot of times, guys, you know what? Like, the people who are selling the video aren't going to trust the NFL either, because there's law enforcement working
there
and everything else. That part of it is a little tricky. What I would say is the NFL did make an effort to go and get the video, right? They went to this hotel apartment, like this luxury building in Cleveland.
The Metropolitan.
They went there, hit a brick wall. So Marriott's policy is not to give video to anyone who's not law enforcement. They went to court. They went to corporate. Went to Marriott corporate. That didn't work out either. My question is, why do you stop there? Like, if you're doing everything you can, you have people in law enforcement, and they have security people, not just
Marriott's a league partner, right?
Like, yeah, the Courtyard is the official hotel.
You're out
as the official hotel unless you give us this video.
That's a really good
break.
Come
on. You get a bunch of billionaires in the room, and, I can't. It violates my privacy policy.
On top of that, call the Browns. Like, do you think the Browns might have, like, connections in law enforcement there? Call the Browns. On top of that, you've got the two security officers in every city who are, again, ex-state police, ex-FBI. It just, My question isn't whether or not they looked into it. It's how bad they wanted to know.
Yeah, that's the issue there. There are sort of inherent conflicts of interest with the NFL and the teams. There's no real incentive for them to get to the bottom of these cases if it ends up in what it resulted in for Kareem Hunt.
Why did they do a colonoscopy on the Ezekiel Elliott situation and not look into Kareem Hunt beyond the surface level?
Well, because they were at war with Jerry Jones.
And it was in the news. And it was about PR. And that's the biggest problem. Like, to me, that's the root of everything here with the NFL over the last 10 years is too often it's not about right and wrong. It's about, okay, this blew up, so now we got to cover our ass. Like, you have that little thing when you're a kid that your parents give you. Like, this is right, this is wrong. There are plenty of cases I think the NFL probably knew we're not doing right.
I don't feel like this story has been in the news very much this entire year. I mean, it happened in February. Yeah. I don't even remember it happening.
I don't remember that.
And that's why
they didn't look into it.
Another assault that happened in the summer.
Yeah.
I didn't even know about that.
I didn't know about it either. I didn't know about any of these things.
I didn't know about any of the Kareem Hunt
things. The fact that this story has not been highly publicized is what probably led them to be able to ignore
100%.
It and try and bury it, and because people didn't really know about it.
It's why they didn't pursue it.
There's just so much domestic violence happening in this league. It's hard to keep track of it.
If this was in the news on a day-to-day basis, how do you think the league would have reacted? It would have been both barrels. They're going to fight. They're going to figure out where the video is, right?
All right, Bert. All right, guys. Appreciate the time. Bert Brady, the MMQB.